what did you learn, not so much about the Maple Leafs, but what did you learn about your team over the past couple of games? Or did you just say, hey, it's only two games, it's a longer season than that?
No, you learn something about your team every game, you know, and sometimes there's some good stuff, sometimes there's some bad stuff. The one thing we've talked about all year is there's going to be highs and lows during the year, and we've come off a pretty good high, and now we've hit a pretty good low. So it's just you got to get back to work. There's some things in our game that haven't been as sharp the last couple of days and or the last couple of games. And, you know, I give the Leafs credit. They played a strong defending game. But when you go out and you're down 2-0 early in the first period, both games, you're right. Chasing the game. And that's where our team's at right now. So a little bit of a funk that we got to – you know, we got to get to work and get out of it. But it's, I like the way our, you know, you hate to lose, but our players recognize we got to show up today and get back to work and see if we can get this thing trending the right way again.
From a coach's point of view, Dave, the question I'm asking is, what did the Maple Leafs do the last couple of games from your point of view?
I don't look at what the Maple Leafs are doing. I look what they're doing and what we're not doing. And we're not as competitive as we needed to be in some situations that allowed ourselves to stay in the game. We give up, you know, the second goal last night is a perfect example. It's, we win a faceoff in the neutral zone, and all of a sudden it's Nylander's in alone, skates by three guys. That's just not, you know, being ready at the drop of the puck, and those are things that, when your team's not playing well, those are things that happen, and those are areas that we have to make sure that we've got to clean up.
With the Maple Leafs starting their backup goaltenders the last couple of games here, do you really stress getting pucks on net and not necessarily worrying about the quality of the shots, but quantity? You guys had 60 shots in the last two games. So going into the third game, would you say, hey, you know what, we need to find a way to get 30 to 40-plus shots?
Well, we'd like to get pucks to the net whenever we can, but you just can't be flipping it in there and not have anybody there. That's another area where we've had people there. Like, you know, we haven't been as good, as hard in front of the net as we need to be and get enough people there. But if you're shooting the puck from outside and you don't have anybody there, then you're not going to score very much. I don't care who the goalie is. So combination of both. But both, like we were a week or 10 days ago, we went, you know, our games in Vancouver, we were shooting the puck and all over the net. And now we're shooting the puck and we're kind of outside and not hard enough in front. So you got to get attempts on net, but you got to have quality attempts on net too, and that's where we're coming up a little short right now.
Dave, you guys are in a unique situation when you sit down and build your roster every single night, given that you've got a couple of Hart Trophy winners up front. Do you have a philosophy on trying to get the most out of those guys or putting them in the best position to succeed just in terms of loading up one line? I know in the past you've seen Draisaitl with Yamamoto and RNH, something you haven't gone to as much this year. I guess that kind of leaves McDavid on an island. Just wondering your philosophy, what you're trying to get out of that top six on a daily basis when you build your group.
Well, we're trying to get balance. You know, last year we started the year, the first 40 games or so, or 30 games, Draisaitl and McDavid played together. And they, you know, they're great players. They have some success together. But, you take away from the balance of the rest of your lineup. And the other thing is a team can really just key in on that one line, and then you don't have the balance you need. So after we split up Draisaitl and McDavid, our team really took off the second half. And for the most part, this year with them apart, we've had the balance we've needed. You know, I think we're near the top of the league in goals for. So you got that balance. They play together on power play. There's a lot of situational stuff in the game that they'll play together. But having the ability, both of them are good enough players that they drive their own line, and that helps our team be a more balanced team.
Being joined by Dave Tippett, the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. Oilers next in action tomorrow on Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey when they'll face off the third of three games against the Toronto Maple Leafs. We're very used to seeing Tyson Barrie on the power play, Darnell Nurse as well. Evan Bouchard is someone I want to get your thoughts on as well. You know, grew up playing in this area here, as you well know, played his junior hockey with the London Knights, has a cannon from the point. I know he's young, but how comfortable are you? Because I saw it last night. How comfortable are you putting him on the power play?
Well, he's played some second power play, but he's a young player that's come along. He's still finding his legs under him, and he's an unbelievably talented, smart player. You got to recognize that there's guys that look like they're going 100 miles an hour, and they look like they're doing lots, and they're not doing lots. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really go 100 miles an hour, but he thinks things through. He's got a very cerebral approach to him. But he gets pucks through. He's a real intelligent player. But he's a young player. He's got to continue to grow, and he's taken steps this year, and he'll continue to grow with their group. But there's lots of upside on him. We like him as a player. He's a good teammate. He's fit in well with our group, and he'll continue to grow as a player. And I think he will be a top power play guy at one point, just not there right now.
Darnell Nurse led all skaters last night with 29 minutes. He now has 6 goals on the season, tied for first amongst defensemen. Do you think he's finally evolving now into a number one defenseman in the National Hockey League?
Well, he's really had a good year. You know, with losing Klefbom early, we had to have somebody to step up and take some real key minutes. And Nurse is really stepped up in a leadership role and obviously a minutes played role. And he's got rewarded for some of that success. He's just had a really, really good year. And I give him all the credit in the world because he puts the work in every day. He's a great teammate. He's one of our key leaders on our team. And it's good to see him have some success. There's some times when because of injury on the back, we've overplayed him probably a little bit. I'd like to see his minutes come back a little bit. I think he'd be a more efficient player. But, you know, when push comes to shove, a guy's playing that well. I understand why Jimmy Playfair keeps throwing him out there because he's getting the job done.
How have you felt about your D-core this year compared to previous years? Just knowing that Klefbom has been out, you added Tyson Barrie. It just feels like more so this year you have, you know, 8 guys, 9 guys that you could go with on a given night. How are you feeling about the group so far this season?
Well, we liked our depth, and then we lost Cuckoo, and so he's done for probably most of the regular season here. So we're relying on kids to come in here and give us some minutes, and you know, there's some ups and downs with that, but there's upside with a lot of them. There's Jones has missed some time, but he's come back in, and he's kind of an in-betweener, quick player that can do a little bit of defending, a little bit of up the ice. Lagesson has actually come in. He's hurt right now, but he's come in and give us a real strong defending presence on the left side. He was real strong until he got hurt. So we've got some kids that are in the mix there. And then Tyson Barrie started a little slow, and then he came on. You know, him and Nurse were a good pair for us for a while. So every day we're kind of, because of the injury, we've kind of adjusted around. And, we'd like to get settled on certainly a top four or top, a group that we feel comfortable with going in every game. But injury hasn't allowed us to do that. So we'll keep working with our group, but we've had some players that have played well. We just got to get some more in there in a groove and playing better than we are the last couple of games.
Dave, last one for you, and we'll let you get on with your day. You're a veteran coach, but this is so much of a different season for everybody at all levels. Not just physical challenges, mental challenges as well. These, you know, games against the same team 3 times in a row, 4 times in a row can seem like mini playoff series. All the points stay in the division. We all know the stakes here. How does it feel from your point of view? You've seen a lot, been part of a lot in the NHL, but everybody's affected by this. How has this season changed you, or how have you been able to adapt to it?
You know, the one thing that if there is an advantage to it, not an advantage, but the difference of it, the world is different right now. Everything we're doing is different. You know, you got, you know, families separated, and we've got guys in our team where, you know, wives in the States, or, you know, myself, my wife's in the States, my kids and grandkids are in the States. You can't see them. Everything is different. That being said, having this division where you're playing, you know, sets of 2, sets of 3, for a veteran guy like myself, it's different, and it keeps you really engaged. And that part of it has been, you know, every day, you know, you're watching what other teams are doing. Like, it's funny, I find myself, I'm not even watching the other divisions as much as every night you're watching Canadian teams. So you're really engaged in your division, and it's brought a, there's something that's different and special about that, and it's been it's actually been for an old veteran that's been around the league a long time, it's actually been really really kind of insightful. It's intriguing and gets you going every day.